shot off the LZ, the landing zone. So two escort hobos, Colonel Weber and myself, were being put in by a Raven 2-4 and 2-5 forward air controllers working northern Laos. In an attempt to suppress the ground fire so the infiltration of the troops could continue. That's 20mm cannon fire from the A1 on the target area. Back told us to hold high and dry, which means to orbit over the target area, or out of the target area. And he was then going to put in a flight of two F-4 Phantoms with 500-pound bombs to attempt to destroy a bunker from which ground fire was coming also. And the tape of the strike of the F-4s is next on this reel. Held south of the target area and listened on the radios and watched as the F-4 struck. Striking a bunker, you heard the fact describe the bunker, and here's the you can hear the results of the ordnance delivered here shortly. Background, you can hear the conversations of the friendly indigenous troops on the ground. They jabber, jabber, jabber away and really block up the radio presence. The Raven has to stay on air frequency to keep track of their position and the results of the strike. After the F-4s were finished striking, the Raven again put us in the same area we struck the first time.
Okay, that'll be good.
And the following is the tape of the strike.
Sir, you're
rockets being fired.
Okay, look good.
You're 0-0, from the north.
I have to tell you, sir, you're clear. You go just a little bit long from 2-1.
During the strike, you try to give lead as much mutual support as possible, protecting him as he pulls off and getting ordnance on the target right as he pulls high over the target. That's 20 millimeter cannon fire.
And 2-1,
amateur
12.
To make it easier for you to acquire the target, the forward air controller, FAC, will put in a Willie Pete white phosphorus marking rocket, which puts out dense white smoke where he wants the ordnance delivered.
Negative, I didn't see your smoke.
All right, sir, you wouldn't come off.
I'm under 2-0 then, I got you in sight. Sight, I'm coming over you.
Okay, sir, you're clear. I got you on engine now.
Problem with the weather there, clouds and so on in the target area. That's 20 millimeter again. It's kind of hard to keep track on the other aircraft, but you have to be very careful.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Winchester means we've expended all our ordnance.
Okay, sir. I have you. You're clear.
2-1 wind. Wind 2 over and storm wind.
And it turned out I did have one 20 millimeter cannon that was still firing. The bomb damage assessment, the FAC goes in, takes a visual look, a close hand of the area where the ordnance is dropped and relays it back to the fighters.
2-0 is coming in for a straight.
Yeah, okay, sir, I'm going to be breaking off to the left then.
The BDA is taken back and debriefed with intelligence along with the coordinates where the strike was put in and relative comments. It helps keep everybody hooked up on the situation. Tally-ho, by the way, means you have the aircraft in sight. No joy, on the other hand, means that you don't have the aircraft in sight.
Man, 2-0, I've lost you now.
2-0, I'm right about to hear.
Okay.
Zero sure made a whole bunch of passes that day. It was well worth it to keep the ground fire down. Strike. There was another Raven in the area, though, and this is what he had to say.
You got any strafe left?
No, he just expended it all.
Okay, I got an area down here. I think we ought to strafe for the buffs move back in, and they're coming in about 5 minutes.
The buffs are the H-53 helicopters that carry 55%.
Right, right.
I'll just give you one more pass, but I...
Some left. I got a little trail down here running roughly east to west. It's going to be about 500 meters to the south of the airstrip. Like some strafe right along the trees here. Got this little ground fire coming up towards me from this area.
There's something
the
next escorts in there. I don't think
we've got
enough left to really do any good.
Gotcha.
You can make a pass, though.
Okay, sir. If you'll make a pass, I'll throw a smoke down here.
I reckon.
This whole thing took place around the east-west ridge line. Right, the LZ was on top of the ridge. Our first target was on the north side of the ridge. This second target was on the south side of the ridge.
Roger.
search and rescue mission for Falcon 64 Bravo, the backseater of an F-4 who ejected over northern Laos on 12 December 1970. Falcon 64 and 65 were striking troop concentrations around Lima Site 46. Rolled in for a pass, pressed the target too much, and got into the ground fire. Pulled hard on the controls to recover the aircraft and overstressed the aircraft, popping the rear canopy, the canopy over the backseater. The backseater, thinking that something was terribly wrong, ejected himself out of the aircraft. He landed in a ravine on the north side of a ridgeline, severely injuring himself, broken leg, broken arm, and bleeding. Sandys 3 and 4, Bill Sutton and myself, were immediately scrambled, launched to the scene, and were in radio contact with the survivor. Hostile forces were within 5 to 10 meters of his position when we arrived. We succeeded in putting down strikes sufficiently close to the survivor to drive the forces off, and in doing so, sustained battle damage to both aircraft. Sandys 5 and 6 were on scene by that time, as was Raven 2-5, a forward air controller. They took over the operation from us. We RTB'd, declaring emergencies because of our battle damage, and returned to base. Subsequently, they lost voice contact with the survivor. Later on in the afternoon, Sandys 7 and 8, 9 and 10, 11 and 12 were launched to the scene, and 4 pickup attempts were made at the survivor's position. The tape that follows was recorded on Jolly Green 60, the rescue helicopter. Other call signs you will hear are SPAD, which are Strike A1s from Danae, Strike, which are other A1s with napalm and CBU from the Campanam. You'll hear Raven call signs, which are forward air controllers, and King, who is the overhead C-130 SAR coordinator. The tape begins with Jolly Green 60 in the hover, trying to make his first pickup. All they could spot was the survivor's parachute.
I'm gonna get that done. Go ahead, give it an arm. 99 Delhi 60 in the hover here. We are having a hell of a time finding him.
Okay, look over to the right over here.
Oh, Roger, you're supposed to be right down that hill about maybe 15 to 20 feet.
It's pretty thick. We're taxiing all over it. It's been squashed down pretty good by previous hover taxi work.
Are you getting any ground fire at all?
Negative. We're down in a little ravine here. I got my eyes peeled. Don't see anything yet, babe.
Sam, this is far. This is about the area where we're free.
Roger, that's where we are right now.
I wonder if he's heading straight down in the other direction.
He's rolled up into a little ball.
Okay, keep looking.
Just go up there. Let's go up there and look around.
He's rolled up into a little ball, Jolly.
We're going to move ahead a little bit here and look around.
Keep looking.
Jolly King, he's rolled up into a little ball.
Roger, we acknowledge he's rolled up into a ball, but we also don't see him.
Okay.
Keep looking. Keep my tail clear.
Let's try it more to the left over here. Bring her on around slow.
Okay.
And,
okay, keep looking.
Sandy 10 is my roommate, Gary Schaefer.
Let's move back over to the back here to the left.
Left, come here, left.
It's got to be down the goddamn hill.
I think so.
And smoke.
Falcon 64 Bravo. Falcon 64 Bravo. Sandy 10, how do you read?
Let's move about 15 feet to the left. How far? 15 to the left.
Falcon 64 Bravo. Sandy 10, how do you read?
You're well clear. You're well clear to the left.
If you read, come up, beeper. 15 seconds. If you read, come up, beeper. 15 seconds.
You're no Sam. Okay, Charlie Green 6-0 stating ground fire from 6 o'clock position. Sandy, come and get him. Come and get him.
That's pretty close there, Sandy.
Ground fire
from
7 o'clock
position from the ridge line.
Then 7 o'clock. Roger, taking ground fire from 7 o'clock position from the ridge line. Come and get him, Sandy.
Okay, keep looking.
Let's go get him now.
Okay, keep looking.
You don't see him, sir.
Okay, I'm going to turn my tail back towards that ridge line again. Okay. Shoot anybody. Okay. Okay, that's about this guy. That's all right.
He's got to be right on this, right here. God damn it.
Well, all we do is get down the weeds and blow them apart. Let's look some more.
Let's go down right here. Man, negative. No more at the moment.
Okay, guys, keep picking up a little bit, but save as much as you can this
evening. Don't say nothing yet, sir.
Bill, I would suggest that we go ahead and swing your tail just the way you're doing it, on back out over the open area here.
Okay.
Lower your nose down right on the fucking deck and let the air taxi in there and blow his shit out.
That's all we can do.
Sandy 10, King, I've got strike 5-5 and 5-6 inbound to help you keep things
nothing
down there.
Yet.
There you go, take it.
Nothing yet.
Let's move to the right over there, about 20 feet or so, and then
okay.
He's found to be in the bottom part of that ravine.
This runner has to be running.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, see him.
How you doing, 6-0?
6-0's in, fine.
Yeah, no, see him, sir.
Sandy 10, King, strike 5-5-5-6 will be up this push if you need him.
Yeah, no, see him. Yeah, no, see him. Yeah, no, see him, sir.
This is fine. He's been run over the arrow. He's found him. I want to stay
there.
All right, probably bring him away.
Nothing.
Well,
keep looking.
Nothing.
Just actually ran toward this tree and just sort of have a swing move to the left.
Nothing.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, he was.
Nothing.
Okay, we're gonna take one swing through and take a real good look.
Okay, very good.
Sure, that's all he'd give up now.
take us some ground upon a 6 o'clock position. Six area copy tank.
Roger that.
Take us somewhere to the top to put someone down there.
It's not a big area, and there's no,
Okay. He's got to be right here under us now.
Of Sandy's ran out of gas here, or ran short of gas and had to go home. So the next attempt was organized and briefed by Sandy 11, and that comes up here shortly. Jolly Green 60 on 5-3 went out and refueled off the King aircrafts and came back in time to get set up for the next attempt to pick the survivor up.
Okay, it'll be the next turn.
Two A1 aircraft have put down smoke screens on either side of the run-in to keep Jolly shielded from the west and the east.
Okay, let's close our loops now.
I'm
going to test fire this number two.
Not until we get up on the other side of this one.
Jesus Christ, look at that fire. Sandy 7 King, strikes 5-5 and 5-6 is still available.
Roger, King.
That's right, all that stuff is off to the right. I think, I can see the alpha.
Oh, it looks like it's drifted all across our coastline.
Well, it's not moving yet. I can see a slight drift to the south. I think we're all right, Joe.
Okay.
They're checking for the wind drift of the smoke to see if it's going to interfere with their hover.
Whenever you're ready, let's bring the jellies in.
I'm behind 8 now, I'm ready.
Okay, Jolly 6-0, let's make his run in.
Okay, Joe, you ready to tell all that smoke there? I want you to be about, only as close to the left of it as you can, and I'll take you right over the area.
Sure, Joe.
Just take you off the right.
Well, not that time, right. Okay, I'm going to have to go on the right side of the smoke,
Just on the right side of the smoke.
Okay, an engineer, be in the door and be looking, because we're going to make one quick cover and get the hell out.
I know where it's coming from.
Roger that.
Roger.
Well, Joe, you mind over the controls? If I get it, you take the aircraft and...
Get over the ridge there, sir. Get over the ridge. You should be able to see a parachute.
Jolly 6-0, how's the parachute? We've been in here before.
I turn right, Jolly. Turn right 5 degrees. 5 degrees to the right, Jolly. Forward, Jolly. Forward. Go forward.
Okay, 6-0 was taking ground fire from what is now our 6 o'clock position.
Egress, stay where you
are. Roger that. Coming out.
This is an unsuccessful attempt because of the ground fire.
Okay, 6-0 is okay, no problems.
Roger, where was the ground fire from?
It was coming from our left as we made our approach.
This is hot.
How far?
Okay, X-7's in hot.
Temperature gas in hot, sir. Okay, how far away was the ground fire?
Side of the
smoke. It was over 20 yards, it was just out of bounds.
Roger.
15 yards, far left.
Not a lot of position. Anybody else?
Okay, Spot.
SARs really get confusing on the radio.
Spot, this is Charger 6-0. The ground fire came from carefully underneath us and to our left. When I called it, and when we turned all around, it came out.
You approach the ridge. Is that a firm?
That's affirmative. As we approach the ridge.
Okay, call on the line, yeah, Sally. Okay, Jolly, did you begin a tally on the parachute?
Roger, we have the parachute.
Okay. And Spat's gonna be rolling in shortly. Just think it's worth another time.
Roger. Number two gunner is inoperative, is that correct?
Roger.
That fucking thing.
That's the one we need the most.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah, I can see you skirt the top of the hill and come back from the other way.
Go ahead.
Roger, you hear a
green
short
stop
that
goes
down
a bit? Set up 6 o'clock,
Hunter.
Say again, please,
Bajay. And 77 get on with, Tony Mike.
You know what, Yes.
They passed up out of that. Okay.
Roger,
coming
in the same way one that was. Okay, Spad 1, 2, 6, 0. If you, put your, ordnance down about, 50 meters further on from where the last ordnance went in, that'll be just about right.
Okay, 50 meters further,
Roger that.
Yeah,
beautiful. Oh, sure, hot.
Hey, 97,
all the fighters call in or in hot when they're ready to deliver ordnance.
Head inside, 1-2. Roger, Sandy 8, Spaz, I'm going to be following you. What the hell is that? Ah, looks like one of your 20 Mike mics has some kind of scenery with it or something.
One of Sandy 7's 20-millimeter projectiles exploded just after it left the gun barrel.
Roger. Okay, and Spad 1-1 is in with 20 Mike mics. 6-0, how do you feel about going in again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
1-2's got another pile of rockets I'll put in.
Okay, 1-1's coming in now, it's 20 Mike mics.
5-7-6 long drops, Mike.
That one's just breaking it off.
You got it?
Okay, 6-0, Sandy, stretching, Spad 1-1, if you'll pick up 6-0, get us right again. Okay, I got a copy that, Jeff.
1-2's in position to get him. 6-0's ready for running, if you're all ready right now.
5-7-6-1,
I just rolled over 6-3, let me get airborne.
I just pulled off the target, I'll have to come around.
1-2's in position, you're already taking
SARS, this whole process is simplifying because the survivor on the ground will be in radio contact with all the aircraft, and you'll also have a signal smoke you can ignite just before the helicopter breaks to a hover, so the helicopter will have a good fix on its position. Because the survivor was incapacitated, they had to put BJ, a pair of rescue men down on the ground to actually pick him up.
Hold it right here. Gary's up.
clear. I don't see no ground. Back five. Back five. Get clear back. 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop hold. Hose. Hold. Hold to this. Wait about. Coming up. Circle out. Circle out.
The beeper you hear in the background is the one the survivor had on his vest. The antenna extended and turned on when it fell out of his vest when they brought him up on the voice.
I am in the door, sir. Yes, sir. Got the people. We're still on the hull over here. Got him at the door now. They're at the door now.
Says he's been shot in the head. Troops on the ground.
Here's a position. Here's a
shot
him
once. And the skull just
went over there. Tell him that the objective, there's no objective. Yeah. Just tell him that it was a big waste.
Roger,
that's a bizarre for not, man. Let's keep walking through this, Rich.
Take your ground fire.
Negative. That was me on the tail.
Okay. I was up there.
Roger, I thought so. Okay, Stad.
Sandy,
what's your fuel status? Sandy has about 1,800 pounds. How about you?
Okay, we got 1,200. We'd like to press on back.
And that's how it went. Sandy's and the Spads put down ordnance all over the area until they were out of ordnance or out of gas and went home. Valley Green 60 took the dead survivor back to Udorn, where his autopsies determined and confirmed that the enemy had shot him on the ground and left him there as bait for us to get shot up to try and pick him up.
Roger,
SR mission for Tiger 02 Alpha and Bravo. Tiger 02 went down just off Route 7 late in the afternoon under some bad weather conditions and within 150 meters of known active 37mm sites along Route 7 in North Laws. Route 7 is one of the most highly defended routes in the theater, although there are some routes in Southern Laws that are worse as far as AAA is concerned. Route 7 is in itself very bad. Efforts were made in the evening before the sun did go down in an attempt to pick up the survivors. However, two aircraft received severe battle damage and two others were unable to suppress the ground fire in the area, so the two pilots remained on the ground overnight. The next morning, a first light effort was launched. Sandy's 3, 4, 5, and 6 were on scene, as well as two Jolly Greens and their escorts, Raven 2-6 from Longchen was on scene and remained on scene. Nail 2-3 and OV-10 pilot was on scene as well. As the morning progressed, the weather moved up off the hilltops and people were able to get down to the survivor's location. However, the clouds remained on the hilltops and the pilots were forced down within 500 or 600 feet of the ground at all times. The route was masked by the weather, the route being to the south of the ingress-egress route that was used. And the tape picks up when on-scene command had been turned over to Sandy 07, replacement for Sandy 03.